Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's get into this email here because it was going to be ugly over the weekend because her brother was planning to propose and the family hates the girl that he was going to propose to.
Yeah, he was going to propose in front of the entire family. And so obviously you think, okay, this is something you should be excited about, but nobody in the family really likes her. They think she's incredibly rude. She's really selfish. And so the family, on one hand, wants to have like this intervention where they like sit him down and say, you cannot marry this girl. But he's out looking for rings and stuff. So she's conflicted. She's like, do I participate in this intervention or do I let everyone know? Where do I go from here? Do I break up the proposal? Do I break up the intervention? I don't know what to do. So we're going to find out what they ended up doing.
Mo's got the update email.
First off, thanks for your advice. I did tell my family that I wouldn't participate in any conversation or intervention with my brother. My family wasn't thrilled about it, especially since they think my brother really values my opinion. They hoped I could sway him into thinking he could do better. But I was clear. I didn't want to be a part of it. I did say, though, that if they went ahead with their plan and my brother asked for my take afterwards, I'd be honest with him. Things got really busy with extended family arriving, so their quote-unquote intervention didn't happen on Wednesday night as Mom had planned. She wanted to talk to my brother before his girlfriend came over on Thursday. With everything being so hectic, my mom moved the planned conversation to Saturday since his girlfriend was leaving Friday night. And yes, that would be after his planned proposal. I still didn't say a word. Then, on Wednesday, my brother says that he's invited his girlfriend's parents for dessert on Thanksgiving. They lived nearby and had other dinner plans, but agreed to come. Mom tried to hide her annoyance. I knew he wanted them there for the proposal. Thanksgiving night went exactly as my brother had planned. After her parents arrived, he proposed. There were tears all around.
I bet.
Happiness from her parents. She said yes, but at our end, it was a different story. Mom and Dad were clearly unhappy. Mom walked out, and Dad just managed a very dry congratulations. My sister didn't say a word, so I tried to overcompensate to ease the tension. It was super awkward, and everyone left pretty quickly after. A few hours later, my brother came back, and a huge fight erupted over my family's reaction. Now they're not speaking to each other. No one's willing to back down. It's a mess. So, that's where we are. I'll keep you posted.
You want to say, like, love is going to conquer all, but I'm wondering here, and I know sometimes it's tough to get the phones going this early in the morning, but if there's somebody listening that has gone through this situation before where either your family didn't accept him or her or vice versa, and you're like, love is going to conquer everything, I'm going in anyway, but there was always that tension with the family, looking back at it, are you happy that you committed, or were you like, you know what? If I knew it was going to be this hard, I wouldn't have done it. 1-855-BURT-SHOW.
I also want to do a Burt Show book of records. Who had the worst reaction to a proposal? So this actually happened to one of my friend's sisters. So the family really didn't like her boyfriend, and he had asked for permission to propose, and the family straight up said no. Like, you cannot propose to our daughter. And he ends up doing it anyway on Christmas. This was a couple of years ago. And I remember things were super, super tense at first, but, like, they just welcomed their second kid. Everything's happy. So
I think they just have to get over that initial like disappointment of this isn't who we pictured you with. We want a better dynamic for the family. We were hoping for something else. And then, you know, once you're 5 years into the relationship, they're going to get over it.
We just moved away.
Yeah, I would be upset with my family. I mean, even if I were in their shoes, as authentic as I try to be with my family, I don't think I would have showed my disgust for the situation right after the proposal. Mm-hmm. I would have saved that for another time. I think they should have faked their way through it, but I don't know what you do after they react that way.
I think people underestimate sometimes how difficult that kind of situation is going to be when the parents, the adults, don't like who you're bringing into the relationship. You want to believe the romantic thought that, who cares? We're only going to see him a couple of times a year anyway. It's not a big deal. But man, it is harder. I have witnessed it is harder than people assume it's going to be.
Yeah, no, of course you want that approval. But I think at the end of the day, if you have like 90% of the people in your life are telling you something about your partner, mm-hmm. you're probably going to have to sit and like really look at it. But if you have one or two family members, that may be a them thing, not a your partner thing. So,
good morning, Charles. You are part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, Burt.
What's up?
I'm a P1 listener. Listen to you guys every day.
Thank you, sir.
Reruns on the podcast, everything.
Thank you.
So, 22 years ago, met my wife, thought it was great. My family hated her. Hated her completely.
Why?
And
they ever tell you why?
Just the way she acted. Okay. Laziness, everything. And now, 22 years later, I'm going through a divorce with her. So, if sometimes family has that instinct, you know, you got to listen to people.
I don't know. You got 22 years, man. I mean, that's a fairly...
I know, yeah. Our kids are right around the same age. I have three boys. You have two. Mm-hmm. But they're right around the same age. And there's a lot going on, but, man, it's hard.
Was there so much tension in the relationship because of the family aspect, or is it a whole bunch of other things?
It was both. Yeah, it was a lot because of the family, too.
So if you were going to advise somebody that was going into the same situation you were, looking back at it, would you say, okay, I'll exchange their hatred for her for 22 years of marriage, or would you have cut it off immediately?
No, I wouldn't because I have my three boys.
Right.
I wouldn't cut it off. So I do have good things in life. But you think back at it and just listen to what they're saying and maybe try to comprehend that. I don't know how old these people are. You know, we were young, you know. So just listen to what other people have to say.
Appreciate you calling, and thanks for listening all these years, Charles.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.